I'm here in the Fountain Square area where we're renovating a church building that was closed for more than 2 years. And we had a group from Anderson and Pendleton, and I believe also other city that has been, this is their mission for the entire week, and they've been staying at the church parsonage for the entire week. So I would like to share with you what's going on mission trip in your own city.
I'm Sarah Pierce. This opportunity has brought different churches together from different areas. I think Anderson, Pendleton, Newcastle. I think we had some people from Illinois,
Maryland.
There's other areas I'm sure that have been here that I wasn't aware of. But it's been a really neat experience to have our particular group here. I think there are 17 of us. And the way that God birthed our group together was so amazing. And the kids have just united as a family. And it's just been really beautiful to see the unity. Even just working and pulling weeds and, you know, digging holes and just pulling out trees and just all the things that needed done around here, not one person said, "No, I'm too tired. I'm not going to do that." You know, everybody just came together in unity with smiles on their faces. We could not have had a better team put together. And everybody was just willing to do whatever needed done because they knew, even in our devotional time, they knew the purpose behind it. And that was to love the people in the area and to try to get this church open so they would have a place to, you know, call home as their church. And even one of the little kids, 11-year-old boy, had a testimony yesterday that he shared, and he said, "God showed me in scripture that the people in the neighborhood are the lambs and they don't have a shepherd." And he said, "God is going to be their shepherd," and he said, "and God is going to bring a shepherd to the church to shepherd the people." And I thought that was just so perfect and beautiful for a testimony for the area, and that there, God is going to place a shepherd in this church.
You guys have been here since for the entire week,
the 24th.
Right?
We were here Sunday the 24th,
And today is what?
Friday. I don't know what the date is.
Yeah.
Everything's meshed together.
So as far as, you know, what do you think the neighborhood are thinking about?
They don't want us to leave.
Uh-huh.
At the block party Wednesday, we had people coming up to us asking us, you know, "You live in the area, you're going to be pastors of this church, right?" You know, they weren't understanding what was happening. They wanted us to be the church and that stayed. And when we would tell them, you know, that we aren't from the area and we're leaving Friday, their hearts almost, you could just see their hearts almost break. They didn't want us to leave. And one of the ladies said, "No, you can't leave. You can't leave. You're leaving Friday." And we're like, "Yeah, we're leaving Friday." And so they wanted to know what would happen. They want a church here. So the community really wants this. They want it badly.
So. I'm here with Facundo. He's the area coordinator for this project here in the Fountain Square area. So Facundo, you mentioned something about, what about this week?
This week has been fantastic. It's unbelievable what's been accomplished. But more important, how the community around here has responded. They've gone out and cleaned their yards on their own. They've attended our block party, and they received food, not only for the dinner, but also, you know, to take home. We are beginning to see a change in this neighborhood.
A spiritual atmosphere, huh?
Unbelievable. Yeah. One of the biggest things is that the people left here in the community with hope. And that's what I saw over and over again. We've got hope that our neighborhood can be restored. And it's been just awesome. The kids from our group, but also the other kids from the other groups, were just outstanding. Anything you asked them, they would do.
Amen.
It was wonderful.
All right. Thank you, Facundo. City Transformation, Faith, Hope, and Love Week 2011. God bless you.